Beloved, you're welcome to another powerful message from Reverend Sydney Alamensa. Reverend Sydney Alamensa is the head pastor of God as Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministries. Today, the man of God takes us through a series titled, Developing a Faith That Works. And the theme for today's episode is, What Argument Does to Your Liftment, Part 3. Stay tuned and be blessed. And now, today's message.
Amen. Look at somebody, tell the person that argument can block your liftment. Say, argument can block your liftment. Hallelujah. I want to continue and finish what we started on, what argument does to your liftment. Hallelujah. Amen. Please just slay my game down a bit for me. Amen. And we want to continue on number 3, the desire to be. Somebody say, desire to be. The desire to be. Hallelujah. We spoke about pride. Hallelujah. And we said that pride is something that can be an issue, and always it can bring about argument in your life. Are you understanding me? Somebody say pride. I can't hear you say pride. Hallelujah. And many of us, we are seeking for something, and sometimes where God wants to take us, if we allow pride to kick in our life, it will always bring us into a place of argument. Are you understanding me? And conflict. And I said two Sundays that I want you to look at this sermon in view of conflict and argument as the same thing. Hallelujah. Amen. And I said that we are in this kind of generation where it's the me generation. It's I did it. And there are times where people will stuff their wardrobe and stuff their room with all kind of things, clothes, shoes, and everything, just to show off. Are you understanding me? Not just for anything. People sometimes will go and buy clothes and all that just to show off. Are you understanding me? That I have also dressed and all that. It is the desire to be full of pride is the number one. And sometimes that desire that is full of pride is the desire to impress. Are you understanding me? Look at somebody, say, I'm not here to impress you. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 10 that pride leads to argument. And that is so simple. Pride leads to what? To argument. Hallelujah. You don't want to give in. Sometimes you know that sincerely is your fault. You know that sincerely, this is my fault. I just need to apologize. But there is something called pride. P-R-I-D-E. Somebody say pride. Say pride. And I said that some of us have been in argument before. And then in this argument, there are times where we feel like we just have to say that, listen, let it go. But there is this thing called pride. Are you understanding me? And the pride tells you that, no, I have to continue arguing. I still have to make my point clear. But I want to ask you a question. That after all the argument and conflict, just ask yourself this question. Is it worth it? Is it worth all those hullabaloos? Is it worth it? All those arguments, fighting here and there. Is it worth it? Are you understanding me? Some of us, after exhibiting that PRID, sometimes we go into our rooms or into our corners and into our place, and we are like, I didn't cry, say who need for so cry. Why did I even involve myself in this? Are you understanding me? Look at somebody, say, your pride. Is it worth it? Hallelujah. James tells us that pride, when we think we can do things on our own, it causes two problems. When you think that you can do what? Things on your own, it causes what? Problems. Give me verse 2. Hallelujah. James chapter 4, give me verse 2. Amen. It says that you do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motive. And here James is telling us that two reasons why our desires are not fulfilled. And I spoke to you last Sunday. I said, number one, we don't pray. We don't pray is because we don't ask God. Are you understanding me? Can I have church here? Don't be quiet on me. Otherwise, I won't be quiet on you. Hallelujah. Amen. We don't ask God. Are you understanding me? And most of the times, we don't ask God because we are looking to the wrong source. Are you with me? We are looking to the wrong source, and because we are looking to the wrong source, we do not ask God. And we look to people to fulfill our desires instead of looking to God to fulfill what our desires. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Some of you are still waiting on that uncle to bless you instead of looking up to God. Are you understanding me? The Bible says the heart of the king is in the hands of God. If he can change the heart of that uncle, it will depend on God. If he can change the heart of that CEO, it will depend on God. Are you understanding me? Am I communicating? The Bible has said that everything I need, God has promised. In fact, God has already provided. All I have to do is to enter the realm of the spirit and pray and say that, Lord, whatever you have given to me, I claim it. Are you understanding me? I said the last time that everybody has a book in heaven. And there are several books in heaven. And one of the books is the book of life. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is why the Bible says, put me into remembrance. Why? Are you understanding me? Put me what into what? Remembrance. Some of you would have to go and pray and say, Lord, that chapter in my book that says that I get blessed, Lord, I claim it in the name of Jesus. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. James says that everything that you are asking for, God has already provided. In fact, not that he has promised, he has already provided. Are you understanding me? The Bible says when Jesus lifted the 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, he gave thanks and it multiplied. Are you understanding me? Before he even prayed, the Lord had already answered it. All that he had to do was to ask. Ask somebody that, are you asking? Say, are you asking? Hallelujah. And some of us, instead of praying, we use the time to argue. Hallelujah. You see, when you have a relationship and one person is always arguing all the time, you need to check whether that person is praying or not praying. Are you understanding me? All the time is you are always arguing, and I want for and to and I say and I say and I will say and I say. You need to check whether that person is praying. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. It's very, very important. And if we understand that, it will help us. You have a husband and a wife, all the time the wife is upset, all the time the husband is, check, one of them is not praying. Are you understanding me? One of them is what? Is not praying. Hallelujah. Because when you pray, you develop what? A closer relationship with God. You look to God instead of looking to conflict. That is why there are some issues, you don't just fight it. You go before God. How much you talk. Listen, there are some people you will talk, they will never change. Are you understanding me? And that is why you have to what? You have to pray. Hallelujah. And I want to say that prayerlessness in itself is pride. Prayerlessness in itself is pride. Are you understanding me? Because if I don't go to God and ask him, it means that I believe in myself. I can do it on my own. And it's a sign of pride. Are you understanding me? So those that don't go to God to ask, those that don't pray, you are proud. Look at somebody and say, are you proud? Hallelujah. Some of you are proud because the entire week you haven't prayed. Hallelujah. Even for the entire month you haven't prayed, you are proud. Hallelujah. You are just telling God that, you know what, I don't need you. Are you understanding me? I don't need you. So some of you don't come for prayer meetings. Next time I see you, I tell you, you are proud. Hallelujah. Amen. Although we did Bible studies on Wednesday, but we prayed. So look at somebody who didn't come on Wednesday. Tell the person you are proud. Hallelujah. Kashen says, "How pride no." Kashen says, "How pride no." Nyamine bit me at you. Hallelujah. Philippians 4:19 says, "My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ what? Jesus." Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And in the next verses, James talks about conflict with God. And that's what I've said, that if we don't pray, we are telling God that we don't need him. Hallelujah. Pride not only causes conflict with other people, but it causes conflict with God. And let's look at what the scripture says. Verse 6, it says that God opposes the proud, but gives grace, what? To the humble. God opposes what? The proud, but give what? Grace to what? The humble. It means that proud. If you are full of pride, God does not want, is your interest is not what his interest. Are you understanding me? Because you are telling him that I don't need you. Instead of praying on that matter, on that issue, you are arguing and you are in conflict instead of praying about it. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So James is saying that, listen, sometimes there are some individuals, they are being opposed. Now, can you imagine when you are fighting with the Bolo himself? Fighting with God himself. How can you fight with God? Hallelujah. Today, I want to believe God. People that have not the iota of pride, the depth of pride, the concrete, full concrete of pride in them, may God remove it. Because you see, can I get a witness here? Those that are not saying amen, it means that you still want that pride to persist a bit. Hallelujah. You see, the truth of the matter is that if this pride doesn't go, you don't only fight with others, but you fight with God as well. Are you understanding me? Just to say, you know what, just, it's okay, I am sorry, let it go and all that. You are not being hysterical. You are being historical, bringing issues from 5 years ago and all that. Are you understanding me? How can we prolong? Reverend, yes, I work out semi because 3 years ago we were missing. But me boom many gusu. Hallelujah. God opposes the proud but gives what? Grace what? To the humble. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. And listen, some of us say God will intentionally engineer certain things to bring that pride out of our lives. Are you understanding me? Sometimes God will put certain people around your life, the way they will behave. It is God. You see, that's why I said that when you pray, you need revelation in prayer. Some prayers I bind up. You have, it's God who is right in front of you. Can you imagine when Jacob met the angel? He said, I bind you. I have to go. No. Are you understanding me? You are binding the angel that has come to bless you. And some of us, because we don't pray, we don't have revelation in prayer. There are some issues in your life. Let me say this thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Sometimes the no is an answer. The no is an is. You see, we have been programmed from children's service to youth to adult service that God's answer is always yes. Are you understanding me? But some of his answers are no. Are you understanding me? Some of his answers are what? They are no. Hallelujah. So some of you are now in the no answer. Be there, because that is the will of God. Are you understanding me? When the yes time come, the yes time will come. Hallelujah. There are times where he doesn't speak. He's silent. He will never speak. You can criticize him, compare him with other gods, he will still be silent. You can give him all the embrani in the world, he will be looking at you. Thank you for the embrani, but I will not speak. Are you understanding me? I don't know, but some of you are in your no period, you are in your silent period, but it is still an answer. It is still an answer. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. If pride is the cause of argument, and that is the case James is making here, then I'm going to have my way when I want it, my time and my place. But what is the cure? What is the cure? The cure here is humility. Somebody say humility. Say humility. The cure for argument is what? Humility. Now I'm giving you the cure. The cure for argument is what? Is humility. Verse 6, and give me verse 6. Okay, it says, so But he gives us more and more strength and stand against all such evil longings. As the scripture says that God gives strength to the humble, but set himself against the proud and the haughty. Somebody say grace. Say grace. Give me verse 10, please. Give me verse 10. Somebody say grace. Say grace. Say he gives grace to the humble. It says, then when you realize your worthlessness before the Lord, he will lift you up and encourage and help you. Hallelujah. What is grace? Grace is the power to change. Are you understanding me? Grace is what? The power to change. Go to verse 6 for me. Grace is what? The power to what? To change. Hallelujah. So you know what? In your state of being proud, you need grace. Somebody say, I need grace. What would that grace do? It gives me what? Power to do what? To change. Are you understanding me? In this context, grace is unmerited favor. But in this context, what James is saying is that grace gives me what? The power to what? To change. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. You see, I don't know where or which place in your life that you need grace. But I pray that may that grace find you. May that grace find you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Listen, we need the power of God to change us. Hallelujah. You cannot always be full of yourself. Some of us, we are too full of small blessing. No, hey, owner. Small blessing. Hallelujah. Small, we are too full of ourselves. And you see, because of being full of ourselves, it causes so much what? Conflict and argument. Why do you have to tell me this to my face? Do you know who I am? If he was not city of his presence, I would never have met you in my life. No. And you size in me. Remember, cancer seminum chairman. Oh, Christo ni pao. Hey. I say, my bottom. Go have some power, bottom. Because, yeah, what can I have, bottom? Are you understanding me? Look at somebody say, humble yourself. You see, the truth of the matter is that God does not give grace to those who are proud. He gives grace to the humble. Is it in your word? He gives grace to what? To the humble. Are you understanding me? And I believe that it is time that some of us will say, God, I need your help. You see, sincerely, some of you can testify. All your life is conflict, argument, conflict, argument, conflict, argument. In the realm of the spirit, they've written at your back and your forehead, conflict, at your back, argument. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, there is so much conflict. When you enter some space, there is conflict. People can say, but you, when you, immediately you came here, there is so many conflict and argument here. Are you understanding me? Check something. There is something called pride. And yet, are you understanding me? It will stop your liftment. Not only stop it or halt it, it will totally bring it down. Are you understanding me? You can see a woman is full of pride. Men full of pride. Not in one state will that person say, you know what, this one, we have to let it go. No. Are you understanding me? In the next few verses, James gives us several short sentences, and in this case he's very practical, and he gives us four specific actions. Somebody say four specific actions that you need to take in order to stop fighting and in order to stop argument and conflict and all that. And here is how he diffuses conflict. And I don't know whether it's between you, your father, your mother, your child, your kid, or your daughter, your uncle, or whoever it is. James gives us four things to diffuse conflict. And I close with it. Four things. Number one, give in to God. Give in to God. Hallelujah. We are dealing with things that stop the upliftment of man. And the main thing is conflict or argument. Hallelujah. We've talked about being what? Humble. Amen. Hallelujah. Please give me monitors on my stage, please. Humble. Are you understanding me? Somebody say humble. Say humble. So James says that for you to diffuse conflict, number one, give in what? To God. Hallelujah. Give me verse 7 of James. Verse 7. Let's read together. He says what? Okay, so let's take the first one. So give what? Yourself. Are you understanding me? Humbly what? To what? To Satan, to the devil, to Beelzebul, to Leviathan. It says give in what? Yourself. Humbly what? To God. Are you understanding me? So as I humble myself, he gives me what? Grace. Are you understanding me? He didn't say that run away. He says that what? Give in. Are you with me? So whatever issue that you are battling, you cannot run away from it. You have to what? Give in. And I love the prodigal son. After he chilled at the club, messed up all these things, and the woman chopped their money. Hallelujah. When you miss a woman, they will chop all your money. Hallelujah. The woman said, oh, bring the money. If he wasn't a nice guy, they will tell you were a nice guy because of money. Hallelujah. Say, bring the money. When the money finished, hallelujah, the test of a character of a woman is when there is nothing in the house, and watch it. Hallelujah. When they will still bring the food on the table and say, honey, sweetheart, hallelujah. When there is no money and they still show that attitude, is the test of character. Hallelujah. Amen. It is natural that when you buy a woman a gift, she's excited, she's happy. It's natural. Are you understanding me? But when there has been silent in the house for years, money. How many women need money here? May God give you that money. Hallelujah. It says that let God be God in your life. Give him what? Control. That is what it means by submit. Let God what? Be God in your life. Give him what? Give him what? Give him control means that put him in charge. Look at somebody, say put him in charge. Say put him in charge. Hallelujah. It says that put him what? In what? In charge. And the starting point here is that quit trying to run your own life, please. Quit trying to run your own life. Put God what? In charge. Are you understanding me? People have plans and there is no God in there. Are you understanding? I have preached here several times that commit what? Every step, whatever you do, commit it into the hands of God. Even if it to you is nothing, commit it in the hands of God. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Put him what? In what? In charge. Hallelujah. Amen. James says that conflict that happens with other people happens because you have conflict on the inside. Some of you, there is civil war on your inside. Look at somebody, say, are you part? No, listen, some of you, it's not just normal civil war. Tribe and other things are happening. You need the Holy Ghost to quench that civil war. Are you understanding me? And because of that civil war, can you imagine when you have a civil war in your life, everybody you will fight? You are looking at me like you are real, but you are fake. Hallelujah. Amen. You will fight everybody what in your life, and that is the real issue. The starting point is that you need to get peace in your life. Are you understanding me? What can take the civil war from your inside is what? The peace of God. Somebody say the peace of God. Say the peace of God. You see, the truth of the matter is that if I have the peace of God on my inside, the peace of God will not only stay on the inside, but it will what? Illuminate on the outside. Are you understanding me? You cannot lit a candle and put it under the bed. No. Are you understanding me? If it's on the inside, it will show. You see, some of us, whatever we exhibit on the outside, it is the civil war on the inside. It is on the inside, and that is our attribute. It is what? On the inside. Are you understanding me? And James is saying that, listen, you have to deal with the issue on the inside. How do I deal with the issue on the inside? I need to pray that the peace of God will be what? On my inside. Somebody say peace of God. Say the peace of God. Hallelujah. So you want things to go just the way it was. You want things to just vanish like that. It cannot vanish like that. You have to pray about it. I am tired of this thing. It doesn't just go by, I am tired of this. No, it doesn't just go away. I am tired. This thing I am, no. Hallelujah. This realm we are, with the realm of the spirit, it doesn't work like that. I am tired. Oh, I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired. You think I'm tired? Oh, I'm tired. And it works like that. No, it doesn't. Are you understanding me? It doesn't work like that. Yesterday, we were with Bishop and we were studying something. Listen, even in this our time, we have some places in countries where Satanists, they gather. You see, we have the liberty to commune. We are here from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Even the 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., some of us will come around 9:30, close to 9:45. Are you understanding me? Some places, 1 hour, you pay so much for 1 hour service. Are you understanding me? You have the entire auditorium for yourself that you can come in and out anytime and pray. Anytime and pray. Some places, 1 hour. 1 hour. And even that one, how much you pay is not easy. Are you understanding me? And in this our season and our time, you have Satanist gathering and having their meeting. And publicly they put it out there. We are witches, we are gathering. If you want to join, join. Are you understanding me? Colossians chapter 3 verse 15. It says that, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Is it there? Put it there for us. Let's read together. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Hallelujah. You see, when we have the peace of Christ in our heart, then we will be at peace with other people. Let's read together. Let the peace, what? It says that, let the peace of heart that comes from Christ be always present in your heart and lives. For this is your responsibility and privilege as members of his body. And always be what? Thankful. I have preached about members of his body, right? Hallelujah. It's what? It's a privilege. Are you understanding me? And you see, if you have the peace of God in your heart, it now quenches the civil war fire that is in you. Are you understanding me? Somebody say it quenches. Say it quenches. Hallelujah. When you have the peace of God in your heart, it stops you from trying to manipulate others to get up there. Are you understanding me? Trying to manipulate others, push people down, move them here and there because of what you want in life. No, it doesn't work like that. Somebody say, give in to God. Give in to God. This means that you learn to say, thy will be done, not my will be done. Thy will be done. Lord, your will be done, not what? My will be done. If you are giving in to God, then it is not your will, but what? His will. Some of you stop praying, my will, my will, my will. And you see, it's not like you are praying, my will, my will. The nature and how you are praying is just telling him that, Lord, is my will. Are you understanding me? Some of you have programmed that in the next 3 years, Lord, if I don't get a car, you are not God. Are you? What kind of prayer is that? Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. I've seen people that have been bounced at the embassy and they came back and say, oh, forget, this God is not real. He died because I fasted 2 weeks, dry fasting, no water, and still I didn't get a visa. He is not God. So because of that, I'm going somewhere. You want your visa to determine whether he's God or he's not God? No. Are you understanding me? Some of you are letting your promotion determine that he is God or he is not God. Somebody say, give in to God. Learn to say he is first in my life. Are you understanding me? Learn to say what? He is first in my life. Number two, to diffuse the conflict. Number two, get wise to Satan. Get wise to Satan. Get wise to Satan. Yeah. And that means that be aware, be alert. Realize what he is doing. Are you understanding me? I'm using the word to because I want you to understand what he is, what is doing. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Realize where conflict comes from and that he is the source behind it. He is what? He is the source what behind it. Don't be dumb. He is the source behind it. Are you understanding me? He is always what? The source behind it. And don't be ignorant, because the Bible says that resist the devil and what? If you don't resist him, he will not flee. Some of you are friends of the devil. Are you understanding me? When you move, he moves. Sometimes he will move, then you move. Hallelujah. Are you understanding me? Because if you don't flee, he will not what? You do not have the ability to what? To resist. Are you understanding me? There has to be the ability to what? To flee. The momentum that you want to what? Flee. Hallelujah. How do I resist the devil? Go and check my YouTube sermons. They are there. Hallelujah. He comes in several ways and several forms. Resist the devil and what? He will flee from you. Now the word resist is a war term. Please listen carefully. The word resist is what? Is a war term. It means that be prepared. Stand against. Be prepared and what? Stand what? Against. Somebody say stand against the devil. Say stand against the devil. Another person will also say withstand an attack. Withstand what? An attack. The devil wants to destroy your relationship. The devil wants to destroy your marriage, your work, and whatever you have built. But you see, because the devil himself, he loves conflict and he loves argument. Are you understanding me? He wants to cause confusion. He wants to cause hurt. And he wants to play with your emotions, this disappointment and all that. This is what? The cause of the devil. And James says that you've got to give in to God. Let God have control of your life. Other than that, there will be another person that will have control of your life. Are you understanding me? Some of us, we are very defensive. Very defensive. Anything. No, it has to be our way. And yet we are. No, forget about it. We don't even have room to let's dialogue, let's discuss. Are you want to say, okay, let me hear your version? No, every time it's mine. If it's not mine, forget about it. Hallelujah. Can I have a witness here? Can I have a witness here? Hallelujah. And if you got to resist the devil, you have to realize what he is doing. Are you understanding me? You get up in the morning and you don't just stay there. You run. You flee from him. Are you understanding me? How do you flee from him? You pray. How do you flee from him? You worship. How do you flee from him? You have relationship with God. Are you understanding me? If I'm always praying, I don't have time to argue. I don't have time for conflict. Are you understanding me? Before I go to my chamber, I pray, and the peace of God in my heart will work on me. He will work on me. Are you understanding me? Sometimes people can speak to your face, it's very painful, but only the peace of God can work on you. Are you understanding me? Because if it was left with you alone, we will put the old wine in still the old wine skin. And that is where we show our attitude and our behavior. But God says that I am with you. Are you understanding me? How does the devil work on pride like that? How does he operate? Can I get one person here? Please come. Anybody come. No, let the ladies sit down. I need the guys here. Okay? How does the devil work pride here? And I have a conflict with you. And this conflict is like a bomb, you know? And I'm like, Charlie, this guy, you crazy. See your body like something. Yeah. You won't show me level, eh? And the man is here. He's speaking in your ears. Don't mind him. Show him. Speak to him. And you remember this word, the peace of God is in your heart. It's in you. And the devil say, no, look at you. You cannot let him go like that. No, you can't let him go like that. And now he's speaking to you, and he's running from your ears to your heart. And now you are trying to get some fist in your hand where you want to give that blow. And you remember, pride leads to argument. And it's working on you. Reverend, I speak that word. Pride leads to argument. And you are on your cool. And devil say, no, you can't let him go. If you don't show, I mean, say you no be man. If you show, I'm say you be man. Hallelujah. And that is what he does in the middle of argument. That's why you have husband, wife, relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, woman, woman, man, 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 woman, man. Hallelujah. So you have people that argue and the devil is right one behind. You watch it. Some of you are behaving like you are not real here. Hallelujah. Can I have real believers here? It speaks to your heart. And he's speaking. And your heart is like hard, like something. But then, how do you diffuse that? You remember that what? You have to grow what? Closer what? To God. Are you understanding me? Go if you, listen. Give me Proverbs 13, 10 again. Please, listen. Remember this scripture, okay? Remember Proverbs 13, 10. Proverbs 13, chapter 13, verse 10. How do you resist that? It's the same way Jesus did it. Are you understanding me? The same way Jesus did it. Quote scripture. Remember the scripture. Pride leads to what? Pride leads to what? So let it be there. All the time he's speaking to you, remember, quote him scripture. Devil, pride leads to. Pride leads to. Turn your back and go your way. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. If you realize this thing, if you are in conflict or argument with somebody and he speaks to you, when you are quiet, they are like, they don't know what to are. Is it not true? Why are you not real here? Somebody said, fire, Are you understanding me? Because he wants that word to come from you. When now we listen to then the devil jumps in. This is the time. Then he begins to work on you as well. Are you understanding me? Pride leads to what? Argument. So anytime the devil is speaking, tell the devil, scripture says, pride leads to what? Walk away, resist and flee. Are you understanding me? Resist and what? And flee. And whilst you resist and flee, remember you need to what? Grow what? Closer what? To God. Isaiah 26 verse 3. It says that he will keep him in perfect peace. All those who trust in him. Whose thought turn often to the Lord. Whose thought what? Turn often what? To the Lord. Isaiah 26 what? Verse 3. Whose thought what? Turn what? Often what? To the Lord. Please be upstanding. If your thoughts turn what? To the Lord. What gene wakumam nu bibia is on the Lord. It will help you what? Grow what? It will help you what? Grow what? You see? I don't know how many of you have noticed this, but if you have noticed that people that draw close to God, when they are in trouble, they have an escape route. Are you understanding me? When they are in trouble, they have what? An escape route. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Listen, look at somebody say you get to be better with your relationship. Say it. You get to be better with your relationship if you spend more time with God. Here, let me tell you, and we'll pray. If you are in a relation with somebody and always they are in argument and conflict, just check that person's secret place. Are you understanding me? You see, the men that are slapping the woman and the women that are slapping the men, check their secret place. You think that if you have a relationship with God and you have the peace of God in you, you will not even raise your hand. Because once you raise your hand, you are remembering the scripture. Pride leads to one argument. Are you understanding me? So check those that are always in conflict and argument. There is a problem with their relationship with God. You would decode it and you realize that no, there is prayerlessness in their life. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So if I'm in a relationship and always you are arguing and fighting, I just decode you. I check your prayer temperature, whether it's -5 or is Hallelujah. Because if I am in the chamber and I'm praying, God is what? Speaking to me. Are you understanding me? And that is why I want to encourage you. You want to be here on Friday. where we deal with spiritual giftings, and I'm going to open your eyes on the giftings of the Holy Spirit. And some of you are going to be baptized with the giftings of the Spirit. Some of you, listen, some of you, the day you became born again Christian, your tongues, they don't grow. Always shimmy, 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 shimmy. Hallelujah. Let's begin to pray. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Let's pray for Reverend Sydney. Shimmy, 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 shimmy. Hallelujah. Ever since you became born again, always shimmy, 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 shimmy. Come on Friday and I'll teach you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a place for what? For growth. Are you understanding me? When you look at a baby, when the baby, I'm going to teach you the mysteries of the language. Are you understanding me? And what they can do to help you. Some of you don't know the arsenal in speaking in tongues. Look at it. When a baby is born, they begin to say what? Da, 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 da. Can you imagine after you've grown up and you are going to school and you are still meeting your teachers? Da, 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 da. How would they understand what you are saying? Are you understanding? Still, you are still 25 years, you are still da, da, da. What kind of... Hallelujah. Let me stay where I am. Hallelujah. But you see, some of us, we are not growing spiritually. And even the giftings of God. I will show you the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and how you can apply it. Listen, some things is not only for Reverend Sydney or Kadaba. You are missing the mysteries of the kingdom. And that is why it's a mystery. It cannot just come like that. Are you understanding me? Lift up your right hand for me. Say, my Father, as I pray, Lord, I decree, touch my heart, touch my heart, touch my heart. In the name of Jesus, look at me, look at me. The Lord is leading me for us to pray this prayer. Hallelujah. Listen, some of you here, you are saying that I have forgiven Sydney everything he's done to me. I've forgiven him. But sincerely, maybe it's 7%. Are you understanding me? The remaining is there. Hallelujah. You see, but I understand, maybe somebody has wronged you, you forgive him the person. But maybe you forgave him 7%. Are you understanding me? And out of 100, you just gave him 7% out of 100. No problem. Are you understanding me? Make sure that 7%, you've really forgiven him. Let God handle the rest. Are you understanding me? Are you understanding? Let God what? Handle what? The rest. There is something in you that is battling with you. If it's only 7% you can give, okay, fine. But pray and say, Lord, how about the remaining percentage? Lord, I bring it up to you. Lord, work it out for me. Are you understanding me? Please lift up your right hand. Say, my father. Things that put me into conflict. Lord, I pray. Help me. I have heard your word. Lord, help me.
Precious one, I believe you have been blessed by that powerful message from Reverend Sydney Elementsa. Don't forget to share this message with your loved ones. God bless you. Shalom.